This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We love true crime stories here on The Wake Up Call. And does it seem like sometimes we side with the criminals? It seems like it. Usually we do.
Right. Only if it's a funny crime.
If it's a funny crime. This is not a funny crime.
No.
Katie is our true crime expert, and she has the details.
Florida man.
Oh, boy.
James K. Johnson.
All righty.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy J. Okay. He is 66 years young.
Okay.
And he was arrested in Pensacola for bank robbery.
Come with Jimmy.
Now, he decided to wear an interesting getup for it.
Oh, boy.
He wore a neon vest, like somebody that's like picking up trash on the side of the road would, so that you wouldn't hit them.
Yeah.
A wicker hat. Kind of like what your mom would wear if she's working in the yard.
At the pool.
Right.
Okay.
And then a full black face mask with a skull on it.
Huh. What a look.
Right. So he's been arrested. The thing is, this isn't the first time Jimmy J has robbed a bank.
Okay.
And it's not the first time he's been arrested for robbing a bank.
What?
This is... He was in prison. He was arrested in 1995 for robbing two separate banks and was sentenced to 327 months in prison.
What? Oh,
which is like, I think I crunched the numbers, like 27 years.
And then he comes out.
And then he gets out, has a couple.
Served his nickel.
Right. Right.
And then he says, well, time to get to work.
Well, he had a couple years off. Okay.
Okay. So this is a couple. Okay.
I want to say he took 2 years off from Robin. And then he said, man, I just got to scratch that itch.
Right.
Or he thought, like, you know, they always say better luck next time. Don't spit your coffee.
You know, and this is okay. How is this possible? Jimmy didn't learn anything in prison. And I hate saying this, but again, I'm not siding with the criminal in this story. But I would imagine if you go to prison for robbing a bank. And then if you just get that itch the whole time it's in there, you can't wait to get back to Robin.
Yeah.
The very least, You make a plan on how to not get caught. Well, you've got nothing but time in prison.
And you're in there with other criminals.
Right.
So you have
a master class.
Right. To workshop things.
Right.
With other people. Bounce ideas off. If you don't like this, you just tell me. Be honest with me.
Do you know why comedians hang out with other comedians?
Iron sharpens iron.
Bingo. That is why. Jimmy. Who were you talking to in there?
Now, I will say, if you're in there with criminals, none of you are iron in this situation because you none of you got away with that.
So the only thing I can think of is like, as Jimmy's being arrested as he's being arrested again for robbery, if a news person's like, Jimmy, anything you regret? Be like, yeah, I wish I didn't spend the last 23 years hanging out with the rapists.
Jesus, Gavin.
I should have been hanging out with the robbers. It was the wrong R. They break us all up alphabetically by our crimes.
I thought you were going to say, like, different outfit next time.
Well, no, the outfit was...
Oh, really?
Prime choice.
It feels like if you want to get in and get out, wearing a neon sign, basically, as your clothes isn't the right move.
Well, I mean, I will say this, again... advice to criminals.
Okay.
Your wardrobe is everything. Katie knows this story. I was once robbed at knife point at the J Street parking lot.
That is
okay?
True.
Yeah. And
attempted robbery.
And how much did the robber make off with?
$0.
$0, not even my cell phone. What's the reason why?
Because he was wearing a Lion King the Musical shirt.
That's a true story.
And so you weren't scared. So when he pulled a pocket knife on you, you said, come on.
100% true story. And I walked around him and walked to my car, and the guy hung his head down and walked the other way, which is big Lion King the Musical energy, okay? Like a defeated lion leaving the pride, okay? And I immediately called Katie.
Immediately.
And I said, I think someone just tried to rob me. Right. So, like,
I go, what do you mean you think?
Right. So that's, so wardrobe is everything.
Okay.
And I
think fashion.
And I think that what he did was pretty, except for the sun hat, okay?
Because not threatening.
Right. Skull face, neon vest. I'm on board.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Well, you have come face to face with a robber. I have not yet.
Yes, I have.
Right.
And I hoisted him up on the rock so that all the other animals could see.
Everybody at Pride Rock could see him.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
What will she do today? Will she be victorious? Or will we grow the jackpot in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Was the question, will I be victorious or will we grow the jackpot?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the question.
Okay.
And what will be the answer?
I think we're going to find out.
We're going to find out next. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
You are caller 17, so congratulations.
You've earned
the right to step into the octagon with Katie. And I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. She is leaving the studio as we speak. Are you ready to play?
I'm very nervous, but I'm very ready.
All right, shake it off. All right. Question one. The big fight that nobody asked for between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is tonight live on Netflix starting at 5 p.m. Their weigh-in had fireworks when Paul scampered up to Tyson on all fours for some reason, and Mike Tyson slapped him. True or false, there is a 30-year age difference between them.
True.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds was doing an interview and was asked about a long-running rumor that Taylor Swift is the godmother of his children. He answered, and it's actually true. Yeah, she is. Oh, wow. What magical phrase does the fairy godmother say in Cinderella?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Question three. Financial experts are telling people to spend money on things that they need now, such as home repairs, auto repairs, and other big ticket items that are necessary. This is to prepare for the tariffs that Donald Trump said that he would put in place when president, because they say prices are going to go up. Spell the word tariff.
T Tariff. T-A-R-I-F-F.
Question four. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is the lead person to play Lara Croft in a new Tomb Raider series that is being written and produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. Interesting. This will be the third version of the popular video game. Who played Lara Croft in the original films?
Ooh.
3 seconds.
That's going to be a big pass for me.
All righty. And question five. Kim Kardashian did an interview recently and talked about how hard it is being a single parent. She said she's raising four kids and tried to get sympathy by saying, even with help, that's a lot to take on.
Aw.
If she hired three nannies and each made $85,000 a year, how much total cost is that in childcare?
Three nannies at $85,000. Oh, I'm not good at math in my head. $255,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Julie, where are we off to today?
Well, I am actually sick, so I'm going to the pharmacy to get some cold medicine.
I tell you, there is something going around. Kevin and I both have it too. And I blame, listen, in my house, I'm blaming my 8-year-old Theo, but.
You guys are so interested in blaming people for your sickness.
It's not our fault.
It's
right.
So
it's not
strange.
My fault. It's
I've
not my
never
fault.
Okay, well, wait till you
like
get
that.
Sick.
That's
we'll
right.
See.
When I get sick, I don't blame you guys.
You
Julie, who are you blaming?
I blame Donald Trump.
No.
Period. I love Julie.
Well, Julie, you're funny.
Just a few months, it'll be RFK Jr.'s fault. So, all right, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. The big fight night that nobody wanted between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson tonight on Netflix live at 5 p.m. Katie is going to be watching it with bated breath, the whole thing.
There's a part of me that actually does want to see it because, like, there's no way Jake Paul can beat Mike Tyson.
I don't know. I don't care. I just hope that Mike Tyson bites Jake Paul's ear off.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hope.
I don't think he will.
Their weigh-in had fireworks when Jake Paul scampered up to Tyson on all fours for some reason, and Mike Tyson slapped him like you do with any wild animal.
Yeah.
True or false, there's a 30-year age difference between them.
Oh, probably true.
Yeah. 31, actually. Mike Tyson is 58 years old. He looks great for 58 years old.
Sure.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds was doing an interview, and he was asked about the long-running rumor that Taylor Swift is the godmother of his kids. And you know what the answer is? Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is the godmother of his kids.
I should make her the godmother of my kids.
I think she has to consent.
Okay.
Because if anything happens to you, then she has to raise
you. Right, yeah. That's the point.
What magical phrase does the fairy godmother say in Cinderella?
Bippity-boppity-boo?
That's right.
Easy peasy.
Question three. Financial experts are telling people to spend money on things that they need, such as home repairs, auto repairs, other big ticket items that are necessary, to do it now. They said that it's to prepare for the tariffs that Donald Trump said he would put in place when president, because they say prices are going to go up. Spell the word tariff.
Okay. T-A-R tariff. I-F-F tariff.
That is correct. Tariff is a fun word for a pet.
Like a bird.
Yes. A little bird named Tariff.
Yeah.
Question four. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is the lead person to play Lara Croft in the new Tomb Raider series that is being written and produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. I think it's interesting that she is making a Tomb Raider series. Anyway, this will be the third version of the popular video game. Who played Lara Croft in the original films?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's right. And question five, Kim Kardashian did an interview recently and talked about how hard it is to be a single parent. She said she's raising four kids and tried to get sympathy by saying, hey, even with help, it's a lot to take on.
I do believe that. I mean, even if you have help, you're still like, your job is still to mold these people into good humans with morality and stuff like that. You can't rely on a nanny to do that.
If she hired three nannies and each made $85,000 a year, how much total cost is that in childcare?
$245,000.
I was just saying yikes about the amount of money to hire a nanny.
Right.
$255,000, quarter of $1 million in child care. It's a lot to take on. Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You both got four.
What?
We have a tie again.
Oh.
Win goes to Katie, though. You got to be smarter. Unbelievable. We grow that jackpot to $460. Wow. Hachi machi.
Still not the record, though.
Not the record. No, we're still off by $100,
right? At least
$100. Oh, it's unbelievable. Will we get there? We'll find out. But, Julie, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today I'm just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie. I love that. Hopefully you still had fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. You can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, kids! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game
106.5.
The end. Beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Kevin has a tear in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are going to kick the No Name Movie Game off with Mandolin. Good morning, Mandolin.
Good morning.
All right, you teeny tiny guitar. Here we go. Katie,
am I playing with her?
Yes, is okay. Your contestant. 45 seconds on the clock, and are you ready to go, Mandolin?
Yes, let's do it, Katie.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Okay, these are two car companies that went head to head.
Ferrari and Ford.
Very good. One. Okay, this is a green guy. It's around Christmas, and his heart is two sizes. What?
Oh, Grinch.
Yes.
Two.
Just the Grinch. Okay, these guys fought in the Coliseum, and they, like, fought each other for entertainment. Ryan. Yep, you got it.
Three.
Okay, this is where stock market is, and it's also an animal that howls at the moon.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes!
Wow, four.
Okay,
wow.
Okay, this is a Christmas movie, and I think...
Wow, four.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Very, very respectable. That was great.
Was good. Really
good job. Good clues, too, Katie.
Thank you.
All right. Mandolin, I'm going to put you on hold. Speaking of Gladiator, by the way, the Esquire IMAX Theater, where you're getting tickets, they're going to have Gladiator 2 when that comes out. All right. Now let's talk to Becca. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning.
All right, the bar is now set at 4.
Oh
so,
my.
Okay, you got to beat that.
Really good.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds. Kevin is your contestant. Kevin, are you ready?
Ooh. Yes.
Becca, are you ready?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, these are the extraterrestrials, like, in space.
Aliens.
Yes.
Okay, what?
This is a Disney movie about, like, there's a skull guy, and it's, like, heritage, familia... you can use this in chocolate.
Cocoa?
Yes!
Wow,
okay,
two.
He flies, like, fighter ships, and, people think he's hot. Okay, opposite of bottom. Top, okay. And then, like, you shoot these.
Okay, she got it.
She got it. Three.
Okay, and then, you know, taste, smell, and all that, that's what? What are those? Okay, and then this is like the...
Man, you were really flirting with a tie there, but...
Sixth Sense.
I'm so pissed. I was getting to You See Dead People.
Yeah. Not so bad. That was not so bad.
We were good, though.
But not enough to stay in the game, Becca. We got to let you go. Have a great day, okay? All right, she's having fun.
All right,
and let's talk to Hannah. It all comes down to you and me, Hannah.
I'm ready, Gavin.
We have to, at the very least, get four, but let's get five and close this out, okay?
Period.
All right, I'm ready.
45 seconds on the clock, and we're going to start right now. This is a Disney movie. We don't talk about this character.
Oh.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Encanto.
Yes! All right, there we go. Next one. These are slithery animals.
Oh. Snakes on a plane?
No. Just the first word, and then you see snake. With these. You see with these.
Snake eyes?
Yes. Two. Okay. There we go. Okay. This is a tough one. If you are somebody that does not believe you're against religion, it's in theaters right now. It's a horror movie. With a British gentleman and.
What did you just say?
Atheist?
No, the movie's Heretic. That's a really hard one. But
yikes.
Hannah, we gotta let you go, but you swore anyway, so we should have, that was not good for you. But listen, Mandolin, I think that you...
Yes!
This was a hard-earned and very noble win.
Very
congratulations.
Good. Yes!
Yeah!
Very impressive. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in Sacramento, and again, Gladiator 2 coming, all right?
Yeah!
I love that energy.
Can't wear her.
All right, let's all go into the weekend with Mandolin energy, all right? Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
I got an email from Cherish who wanted me to phone scam her mother, Emily, who works at a big box store that sells a lot of home goods. So I am calling as conspiracy theorist Don Quake because he had a Roomba vacuum purchased for him and he is concerned that it is following him around the house and monitoring his every move.
Amazing.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Emily. How can I help?
How you doing, sir? My name is Don Quake, and I have a problem that I need sorted out immediately. Hello?
Okay.
Are you hello?
I'm a woman, first of all.
Oh, okay. How do you do?
How do you do? I'm good, thank you. How can I help you?
I am not doing well at all. I am having an issue with a device in my house. My daughter, she purchased me something called a Roomba. She says that it's a vacuum, but I believe that it is more than what she thinks it is. I think that it is monitoring me and following me around my house, reporting information back to them. No, this is not funny. This is a very serious matter.
Oh, you're serious?
Well, of course I'm serious. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, sir, I don't believe that that's what the Roomba does. I've never heard of that happening with any other customer. It is actually a vacuum cleaner. And the good news is it's robotic, so you don't have to manually make it move.
I've heard all the propaganda. Excuse me. I've heard all the propaganda about it. And yes, it is true that my floors do get cleaned whenever it does its monitoring. But every once in a while, it will turn on by itself and follow me around the house. And it's sending information back to them. It's watching me with its little tarantula eyes. I can feel it. Now, I need you people to come and get it. Take this out of my house, please.
I see. Okay, first of all, that's not a service that we offer. The way that works is you have to bring it back if you're unhappy with the purchase.
I'm not touching it. No, I haven't touched it once, and nor have I turned it on. It turns itself on. Now, how is that not monitoring my activities? And it comes up behind me when I'm doing my research. The last thing that it saw was JFK Jr. It caused COVID. Now, I don't need that information getting out there.
Okay.
This is not funny. This is not funny. Please come over and help me. I'm a veteran. I am a veteran.
I apologize and thank you for your service, sir. But you have to admit, that sounds a bit out of the realm of possibility, no?
Which part?
All of it, sir. No one is monitoring you. I'm completely sure that this is not what's happening. I can appreciate that you might think that because this is a new device, something you're not familiar with.
Hold on. It just turned back on. I can hear it in the other room.
Okay. All right.
You son of a bitch. No, hold on. No, we're going to go over here. Hold on. It's not getting me. You're not getting me.
No one's monitoring you. They're not out to get you, at least not through this device. I can't guarantee
explain
you.
Explain that to me then, sir. Why exactly would it turn
on? If you call me sir again, we might have to go up this call. I'm a ma'am.
Okay? You're a man?
That's first. I'm a ma'am. Woman.
So, here it comes. Oh, here it comes. I gotta move. Hold on.
I'm gonna get you.
I only have one leg, so it takes me a little bit longer to get to the other room.
Oh, wow.
You son of a bitch.
Are you shuffling?
What time are you coming over to get this thing?
I'm not, sir. That's not a service we offer.
Please put on a manager. Can you please put on a manager on the phone?
I am the manager, sir.
What? I thought you said you were a woman.
You know what, sir? I think we're done here.
All right, now, hold on. Hello, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Emily? None of this is real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry. You're on a phone scam.
Well, thank you, because that definitely made me smile today. I guess that's a good thing.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
Billie Eilish on the Wake Up Call, and we are about to get into a list of things about becoming an adult that kind of sucks, but nobody talks about them. We put a list together. It's very funny. That's coming up. But right now, though, we would love it if you came to a screening of the movie Wicked. It's part one of the musical movie, and we have a special sneak preview that we are doing Sunday afternoon at Arden. And all you have to do right now is call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. The first 10 people who get through get guaranteed seats on our VIP list. So call right now, 916-909-1065.
Lock me up because I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had. I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights. We gon' get real wild tonight. Blue lights, red lights. With you. With you.
I found a list here. These are 13 things everyone experiences when they become an adult, but no one's talking about them.
Okay.
They're pretty funny. Here we go. The first one on here. You start having to have the We have food at home talk with yourself.
Yeah.
Kevin hasn't experienced this yet.
Yes, I have.
When you're out and about and you want a snack, you get a snack.
Yeah.
There's no inner dialogue like, I have that at home.
I don't, you know.
Here's another one. Saying, I've got to be up early for work is the adult version of saying, my mom said no.
Yeah, that's very so fun. True.
The kitchen always needs to be cleaned. Always.
God.
Doesn't matter if you get takeout or if you're gone all day, you'll be cleaning the kitchen.
I clean my kitchen every single day. And every day, the next day, it needs to be cleaned again.
Here's another one. We're talking about things you experience as an adult, but people don't really talk about that much. You spend too much time debating yourself on keeping a chalkboard box because it's like a really good box. Or not a chalkboard, or a cardboard box.
Oh my God.
I can't tell you how many times Katie's probably said something similar to that, if not exactly a cardboard box.
That, and also, I don't want to throw away this jar. It's a really good jar.
Here's another one. Your morning routine now includes 10 minutes of sitting on your bed thinking about how tired you are.
My morning routine is the second my feet hit the floor, I think about when I could be back in that bed.
These are things that you experience as an adult that we're just not talking about. These are some of the best ones that I saw on Reddit that I pulled. This is me. You've got your favorite go-to stovetop burner.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Like, I know that the pot that I'm trying to boil water in is bigger than this one and it takes longer, but I like it. It looks like more fire comes out.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Adulthood is mostly you going, well, I hope this is how it works out and I'll keep doing it till somebody yells at me.
Can I tell you another thing that is like part of being an adult that nobody talks about is every 90 days or so, finding a smell in your fridge.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Or somewhere in your house. I'll expand that to just somewhere in the house. And then finally, and what's funny about that one too is that like, it takes you forever to find it. And I can't tell you, at least half the time that I'm doing a sniff hunt in my house, it's the trash can. Like, why don't I just start with the trash can? Somebody threw a thing in there and it went bad. How about this one? A thing that you do when you become an adult, people aren't talking about. You just say, what the hell? To yourself all the time.
What is this?
What the F? Or like somebody cut you off in traffic, I just go, well, okay, it's your turn, I guess. Like, you have more passive aggressive. Like, when I was younger, it was all about road rage.
Yeah.
And now when somebody's driving like an a-hole, like in front of me, I'm just like, well, I guess that's you. Okay. That's
you. What I say,
you want to live like that? You live like that.
What I say to myself so often for so many reasons is just, come on.
Right. Yeah. Here's another one. You're constantly toggling between wondering if it's too late to drink coffee or if it's too early to drink alcohol. Oh, God, man. These are so great. Funny. Chores are not done entirely in one session. So it's like washing 30 minutes, drying 60 minutes, putting away 7 to 10 business days.
What a 1,000% at my house.
When you're a little kid, all adults seem like they are the same age. And when you're an adult, all little kids seem like they are the same
Everybody's
age.
Everybody's 8.
You're either a teenager or you're like 7 or 8 years old. It's totally true.
I remember thinking that all my aunts and uncles were 40.
Yes.
And they were 40 for years.
Yeah. And now you look around and it's like, I 40.
Like, come on.
Is this what everybody's thinking of me? How about this one? When you're 20, 15 people could turn up at your house at any moment. And when you're 30, it literally takes 2 months of planning to see one friend.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And I hardly even want to do that.
No, and even then, I'm not involved. Yeah, and I don't want it. If you have any more of these that they're just thoughts you have about adulthood, people just aren't talking about it, text them in, 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
we widely kind of missed this story for a while. Kevin, you love Mudang. Tell everybody a little bit about who she is.
She is the cutest little hippo around. And she's just been going viral because of, I guess, her face expressions are super cute.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't quite get the Mudang thing. I don't find her cute.
How is that?
Oh,
I mean, how is that possible?
How do I not find her cute?
Yeah.
She looks like, I don't know how to describe it in a way that I can say it on the air. She seems like, the fact that she's always wet.
She's a hippo.
And the fact that she's always, like, just naughty and, like, tight.
What do you mean?
What?
I don't know. She seems like somebody in a wetsuit. I don't know.
Watching a video, she just fell over.
Oh my god, so I didn't see cute. A fall over. Oh
she's she's in Thailand and she is a pygmy hippo. And just as it seemed like we were kind of getting over our Mudang obsession, something has come out that is going to pick us all back up.
Okay.
Kevin, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
It is a Mudang song.
Oh,
no way.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's just a clip. And yes, some of it is in English. Now, I know so far it seems very repetitive. Trust me, it gets fun.
Are you ready?
Try.
Hip,
it's hip, impossible. Hip ho hooray.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Hip hip hooray. I love it.
I am obsessed with that.
I can't stop. I played that before we went on the air this morning for Katie, Kevin. You weren't in the studio. It's been going around my head like a little pygmy hippo in a pen the whole time. Hours now. Mudang, mudang, dang, 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 dang. It's a little Ricky Martin. It's a little Pitbull.
Yeah. It's very Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
You know what it makes me wish?
What's that?
It makes me wish that we still had ringback tones.
Oh, my God.
So that when people called me, that's what they heard.
You could probably figure it out and probably still do it if you wanted to. Somebody texted in and said, I'm dying at the thought of all the people who just turned on the radio and heard you guys playing just this. Mudang, mudang, dang, 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 mudang, mudang, dang, dang. And the lyrics, I mean, you know them right away.
Okay, now I have to tell you, this is the first part I heard when he started playing it this morning, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? And he's over there just popping his head.
Because it's not that it's like a good song, but they unlocked an achievement in the video game for Mudang music that, like, it's all the right chords that just scratches the itch in my brain, and I'm just singing along.
Mommy,
play with me. Please, mommy, come play with me. Are you ready? Hip, hip, hooray.
Okay, Kevin, how big does a pygmy hippo get?
I don't know.
Well, look it up.
But I hope they don't get too big.
I know. See, that's the only thing that, like, is sort of sad, is that, like, eventually she's going to turn into a vicious killer.
I don't know if pygmy hippos are vicious killers.
Why?
I don't know.
pygmy hippos can go up to length 6 foot tall.
Oh, okay. Killers.
So they are pygmy in theory.
Right.
Only compared to other hippos.
All right. Okay.
I mean, she'll be able to crack a whole pumpkin with her jaw.
Yes, Mudang.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. It's Gavin and Katie, and we're joined by Maeve. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning.
Now, you are on War of the Roses, obviously, because you think your boyfriend is cheating on you. His name is Daniel. Tell us why you think he's cheating on you.
Honestly, it's not even so much that I think he's cheating. Like, I am convinced that he's cheating.
Wow.
For the last 3 weeks, he has been coming home late from work, and he stinks of perfume. Like, he reeks.
And do you say to him, like, why are you home so late?
I do.
And what does he say?
He's like, babe, you know, it's a busy time of year. Like, you know, there's just extra stuff to do. I can't control it. I'm just trying to make a good impression so that I can please my boss or whatever. Like, it's just like bullshit corporate language.
Have you ever approached him about the smell?
No, I haven't confronted him about that because I feel like he'll just lie about it.
Okay. Well, Katie's going to call Daniel. She's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. And if he doesn't pick you, we will deal with that. If he does pick you, we'll deal with that as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Daniel, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Daniel. This is Celeste with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
This is completely free.
Completely free, really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Can I send them to Maeve, please?
Okay. And then before I get her address, you are able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Probably, how long until these arrive? Like, is it a couple weeks?
It'll be by tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Happy early Thanksgiving. Love you, babe.
Okay.
Hey, Daniel. It's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, and not a free offer for roses, but you're on War of the Roses, which is a relationship test that we do. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Maeve. Maeve, you're back on with us. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. And good news. He sent the roses to you, so that's great.
Yeah. You know, I feel like he's not going to say someone else's name on the phone with someone he doesn't know.
Maeve, what are you talking about?
So she thought you were cheating on her because, well, Maeve, you tell him why.
Because you smell like perfume every day when you come home from work late.
What are you talking about? I haven't been seeing anybody. The only person I've been seeing is you.
I know you go to work every day. Let's talk about who's at work with you.
I do go to work every day, and I've been coming home late because it's a busy time of year. I've already told you that.
That's what you always say. That's what you always say. Every time of year is a busy time of year.
It's the holidays.
Let's not get hung up on that part of it. Let's talk about the fact that you smell different when you come home. Why are you smelling like perfume, Daniel?
Thank you. Why are you smelling like perfume?
I literally haven't been around anybody with perfume.
Can you think of any? Okay. Well, if it's not.
Did you change a cologne? I don't know why.
Is it your cologne?
No. I didn't change a cologne or anything. But what I did change recently, I had to buy a new kind of hand sanitizer.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. This one is it's the only thing they had left. It's in my backpack with me right now at work. But you know what? I use the same exact one in my car. It's still in the garage right now. If you go down to the garage.
Oh, how convenient that you just have floral
I'm serious.
Hand sanitizer
garage,
in every locale.
Wait, okay,
hold on. This is getting crazy. Okay, it's in your car. But your car's at work, though, right?
No. I took light rail today. If you are so concerned right now, go downstairs, open the car, center console, bottle's right there. It is a pink bottle of hand sanitizer.
Sure, I guess I have no other choice.
Well, go
and check.
Well, it seems like that would be good. It would be good news if he's not cheating.
You seem disappointed.
No, it would be good news, but I guarantee you that this hand sanitizer is not going to smell like women's perfume.
Maeve, are you at least on the go right now? Are you walking?
Yes, I'm walking. Okay. I'm walking. Jesus. Okay, one second. I'm down in the garage. Okay.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Maeve.
None of this was necessary.
Okay, all right, hold on. Let's just calm down. So, Maeve, it smells exactly like what he's been smelling like?
Oh, Maeve.
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah. So, we're all done with this. We're going to wrap it up. You've got
some, I'm sorrys.
Yeah.
In your future.
Yeah.
Maeve.
All right. Daniel, are you even still
really
there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. I'm sure you want to sanitize yourself from this entire conversation.
Boy. Okay.
All right. Have a great day. It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
I was there that time.
I know. And it sounded so much better, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. God.
We're playing for Martin Lawrence tickets. He's coming to Oakland Arena in early December. And good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Bobby.
And you chose me to be your representative in this battle to the death that we call concentration. Give me some advice. Give me some good karma right here.
Well, I think you just need to do you. You just need to go out and kill it.
Okay. Yep.
Clearly, you don't know me very well.
Great advice.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. And you are playing against, technically, by proxy, Dana. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
And Katie is your contestant. And
and I'm feeling great about it, Dana.
Any advice you want to give to her for the game of concentration?
Katie, you got this.
Okay, great advice.
All right. So, 5-minute timer starts right now. Oh, Kevin is our game show host.
Yes, I am.
All right, buddy, take it away.
All right, who lost yesterday?
Gavin.
It was me.
Gavin, you lost. You start first.
Okay.
Ways to make a good first impression, go.
Handshake.
Eye contact.
Smile.
Speak clearly.
Tell a joke.
Remember their name.
Smell nice.
Oh. Give him a hug.
Dress sharp.
Ooh.
Don't touch him too much.
But touch him.
Okay, I don't know about this. But
okay, you can buzz me.
Wait, who won?
I think you did.
Okay.
You did. She said, don't touch them too much.
She said that.
Yeah,
and
that's
I said,
why I buzzed her.
But touch them. Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Katie, you go first.
Okay.
Name foods that are orange. Go.
An orange.
Orange popsicle?
A mandarin.
Mango?
Oh.
I don't have any idea.
That's a tough one.
That's all?
I'm shocked we got that far.
Interesting.
I can't think of... I don't know.
Well...
Peaches?
Pumpkin soup?
Pumpkin. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
God, all right.
Okay.
Okay. Katie, you lost again.
All right.
This is right up your alley. Ways to say I'm sorry without using words.
Bow.
Okay.
Hug.
Kiss.
Have sex.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
You could cook for someone, you know.
Okay.
Say sorry. Okay. Wow. Katie, you go again.
Okay.
Looking like you're hosting next time.
Wow.
Name things you could vacuum. Go.
The carpet.
Your couch.
Your recliner.
Oh.
Oof, man.
Your car seat.
Car. Oh, you vacuum your car, Gavin.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
Gavin, like 3 or 4 points, Katie.
3-1.
He's got 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gavin, you go first.
Yep.
Things to do on a date. Go.
Kiss.
Go to dinner.
Open a car door.
Go for drinks.
Oh. Pull their chair out.
Oh. Go see a movie.
Pay for dinner.
Period.
Split a salad.
Laugh.
Make eye contact.
Gavin, Buzz. I have an asterisk on split a salad.
Why?
Just, that's not a thing you do.
Well,
absolutely a thing.
Get her her own salad.
It is on a red flag date. Red flag for me.
Don't split food with me on a date.
What? Right. I don't want to eat the whole thing.
Take some home.
Yeah.
No, I just want like a little starter salad. Will you share this with me?
The answer is no.
No.
Okay.
I'll get my own starter salad.
Okay, Katie, you lost. Oh, wait, no, Gavin lost. I wanted you to lose.
Oh, my God.
So aggressive. Gavin,
huh?
Name things that need to be charged. Go.
Your phone.
Your car.
Period.
Your, oh, God.
Yes.
Really?
Whoa. And she's back.
She's, wow.
What would...
Your headphones.
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 Your watch.
Your Nintendo
massager,
Switch.
Right. Video yeah. games.
All right, okay.
Shaver.
Oh, God, Gavin. I mean, Clippers, yeah. All right.
All right. Gavin, you go again because you lost.
We're all tied up.
Yeah.
This is exciting. 90 seconds left.
This is going to be good. Name cereals. Go.
Cheerios.
Lucky Charms.
Kix.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Frosted Flakes.
Fruity Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Fruit Loops.
Oh.
She did it. Okay. She got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Siri said that.
God damn it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, all right, okay.
This is fun.
My whole body is tense.
Me too. Okay, Gavin, you start first.
60 seconds left.
Name annoying things cats do. Go.
Claw up your furniture.
Period.
Wake you up in the middle of the night.
Throw up.
Make biscuits on your legs.
Not use the litter box properly.
Oh. Try to get outside.
You guys are cat people.
Man. All right, let's go.
Okay, Gavin, you go. Name reptiles.
Oh, come on.
It's cobra.
Lizards.
Really? Python? Okay, well.
See, now it's just sad.
I'm not a snake guy.
Fine. This will be up your alley then. If you lose, I'm going to laugh.
Well, I can't win, so go ahead. This one's just for fun.
Gavin.
What?
Name cheeses. Go.
Gouda.
Swiss.
Cheddar.
Blue cheese.
Dublinay.
Okay.
Brie.
Really?
Mozzarella.
There we go.
Doesn't matter.
But listen,
we really
don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. Dana, you wrote her off. That was a shameful thing to do because you're the big winner today.
Yay.
Yay, indeed. Got yourself a pair of tickets to see Martin Lawrence do some comedy in Oakland in early December. I think December 7th. Yep, December 7th. Tickets still available. And stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
You got it. My apologies to Robert, by the way.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Dirty little secret time on the wake-up call, and we are talking to Dawson this morning. It's not his real name, and it is not his real voice. Good morning, Dawson.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Now, this dirty little secret, if your wife found out what you have already lied about, but it hasn't happened yet, she would be absolutely furious with you, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So my dirty little secret is basically, you know, we're heading into the holidays this year, and, you know, I have my wife, we have two kids, and my wife wanted to go to Kansas to see her family, her side of the family. And now, to be honest with you, I really, really did not want to do that. I mean, her family is just, it's just so much to deal with. And I don't know. So I told her I had to work.
Okay.
And she was really disappointed and everything. And she was like, can't you, you know, find a way to go, blah, blah, blah. And so I even told her that I put PTO time in and that it didn't get approved. So I kind of made up this whole story to get out of it. And, you know, so my secret is I lied about not being able to go to Kansas to go see her family. And I feel bad, but.
So does this mean she's not going to see her family too? Or are you saying that you are staying behind and they are going?
She's still going to go there. You know, she's taking the kids. And then I guess I'm going to have a little bit of time off on my own, but I'm keeping it a secret that I'm not actually going to be working.
Okay. So you lied to your wife about not being able to go fly to the Midwest to see her family for the holidays, and you're going to stay home by yourself. How long are they going to be gone for?
They're going to be gone like almost 2 weeks. I think like 10 days.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Are they going to be gone over Christmas?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So you're going to not only spend Christmas alone, you are choosing to not spend Christmas with even your own children.
I know. I feel bad, but I'm also looking forward to the time off, I guess. But
wow. Are your kids older or younger?
They're like 8 and 11.
Dude, that's prime
so
Christmas
sad.
Age.
Oh my God.
All right, wait. We try to keep this a judgment-free zone, okay?
Okay, but
this is honestly staggering, but I'll bet a lot of people are, you know, thinking about avoiding family over the holidays.
Well,
this seems extreme. Yeah, this seems kind of crazy.
Do you think it is a bit unfair to your wife that she has to do all this travel with the kids without you while you get just time by yourself, which she probably would love?
Look, I do feel bad. I mean, that's why I'm calling you guys. I mean, not bad enough.
What about this? What if you surprised them and flew in and just did a couple days? Could you handle a couple days?
But then I'd have to come clean about the whole thing.
No. Maybe you could be like, hey, I got whatever your boss's name to agree that, you know.
Why didn't he just do that in the first place then? Just say, I can come for the beginning.
Would you ask your husband that? If you thought you were going to have to go almost 2 weeks over Christmas with no husband, and then he surprises you by coming in.
I think that'd be great.
You wouldn't ask him any detailed questions that would, you know.
I might, but I'd probably be like, oh my God, I thought you couldn't work. I thought you couldn't go.
I think that would be a Christmas miracle. That would be beautiful. Oh my God.
He doesn't want to go.
Look, if you met her family, you'd know why.
All right.
That's all I gotta say.
This isn't a... Remember, this is a person that could have gone.
Yeah.
You are trying to present it like, but still, there's a way. He doesn't want to.
What are you going to do on Christmas now?
Well, I was going to call them and do like a FaceTime Christmas and then go to my parents.
All right.
That's, I guess, what I do.
Well, at least you get to go to your parents. Yeah. Although, wouldn't it be funny if they lied to you too and they're like, we said we were going to be home.
We have to work
in Cancun this Christmas. I'm sorry. All right. Well, Dawson, thank you for that dirty little secret. Honestly, I feel bad for you because trust me, no one wants to be alone more than I do. But man, losing a Christmas with young kids just seems so sad to me.
Hey, judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone. All right. Well, Merry Christmas and Bah Humbug. Coming up now, let's play the no-name movie game and kick off this weekend properly. We need three contestants, 916-909-1065-909-1065. Three people, and we will play the no-name movie game for Esquire IMAX tickets in two songs. 916-909-1065. Good luck from the wake-up call. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So, Go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.